From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Wednesday that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports not everyone agrees with that tweet.
The president's claim is a dubious one, since the North has given no guarantees on how or when it will get rid of an already substantial nuclear arsenal.
I think he's speaking to his optimism about the outcome.
Still, number two Senate Republican John Cornyn says it's a bit soon to declare the North's no longer a threat. Across the Capitol, House Speaker Paul Ryan says denuclearizing will not happen fast. For now, he says, give credit where it's due.
The president needed to disrupt the status quo, and the president has disrupted the status quo.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States is hoping for, quote, major disarmament by North Korea within 2.5 years. He said the U.S. wants verifiable North Korean action to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula by the end of Trump's first term in January 2021. He also revealed that Trump and Kim reached understandings not contained in the document they signed after their meeting in Singapore on Tuesday. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a new report Wednesday that the banned nerve agent sarin and chlorine were very likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. It says the attack happened south of the city of Tamena in March 2017. The group also said chlorine was likely used as a weapon the next day at Tamena Hospital and in the surrounding area. The organization said its conclusions were based on witness testimony and sample analyses. This is VOA News. UN and